Good morning.
Hi, everybody. Hello.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, everybody.
Okay, so have you guys noticed that there's been like no new news about Good Pillow from one David Hogg, Harvard student extraordinaire?
Yeah, he must not have either a good marketing department or it's just
or
like,
a department at all.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that storyline has just vanished.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, you would think that somebody in his generation would know how to social media.
Well, it's funny because the partner that he has, that William Legate, I think is his name, he's blocked me on Twitter. And I don't even recall ever having a conversation with him. So the partner has blocked me. David Hogg amazingly has not blocked me, which is odd because I've really mocked the crap out of him.
Yeah, well, of course we have. Yeah, but it's like, but the other guy was like, he saw chicks on the right and it was,
no, I can't handle them.
It's like a but vampire with a cross. Yeah.
If you've been waiting to order your Good Pillow, I don't think you're in much luck because I don't think that's really going to take off. They're probably realizing, oh, wait, we're trying to make them sustainable and have union labor and keep them under price. And
or they're just like figuring out that, oh, crap, we have to run a company. Like that takes actual work. It's like every person that has come to us and they've been like, hey, we're going to start a website that's just like yours, but it's liberal. How many people have done that to us, Mock? I mean, like when we started our website back in 2009, it's like blood, sweat, and tears every day. You have to put the work in. It took 4 years before we even made like one dime on that website. You have to put in the work every day. I remember being on like vacation at the beach in Destin in my bikini, writing posts for that website. I mean, you remember? Like we would every day, we would like, you have to toil away every day, 7 days a week without fail. You had to do that in order to kind of make sure that people were seeing what you did. It's a, like you have to, it's 24/7 when you own your own business. This is the thing. And then liberals will come at us like, you know what, 6-7 years after that. And they'd be like, we're going to do exactly what you do. We're going to put you guys down. And they do. Then we'd be like, all right, we'll see you in 2 weeks. You guys are going to like, you're going to be gone.
And they never last.
They never last. Yeah.
And they were always like, we're going to be chicks on the left. I mean, even that Facebook page, which totally stole our name right when we got the biggest amount of publicity.
Right.
Even them. And we made so much fun of them. I don't even know if they've made it past 30,000 followers. Yeah. And they're not interesting. They're utterly uninteresting.
They're horrible. It's so funny.
Awful.
It's like, good try. They're there.
Well, and that's how I feel about Good Pillow. It's like, you get a pat on the head, David Hogg, but the master of all of this is Mike Lindell at MyPillow.
Yeah.
You don't compete with that because they are the best.
And you're basically copying somebody else's, like what somebody else's hard work. Good for you. It's
I mean, so lame.
Right.
And I can tell you right now, based on what we have experienced from basically all of the MyPillow products, there's no way that they're going to be able to compete. There's just no way because their stuff is so awesome, especially the towels.
Oh my God, they're the greatest. And they have all these specials. Like you can get on their mail list and they send me text messages like all the time. They're like, hey, we're having a sale on this, we're having a sale on that. It is really kind of nice. I mean, and I will buy stuff.
Well, yeah, because it's awesome. Hopefully you're using the code CHICKS. Because if you use code CHICKS, you can get buy one, get one free on sets of sheets and towels right now. And everything is amazing. I cannot speak highly enough of the quality of their stuff. So if you use code CHICKS, you want to use code CHICKS, call them up at 800-875-0513 or just go to mypillow.com and you can use the code there or you can tell it to the nice people on the phone, whatever. But you should take advantage of the offers because amazing.
They are amazing. They're amazing products from an amazing company. Do it.
Do it. Mr. Potato Head, what the hell is happening in our world?
I thought this was a joke yesterday. I swear to God, I had to read it like 15 times. I'm like, I'm being punked, right? Like I'm being Ashton Kutcher is going to come out and this is not real. It cannot be real. It's real.
It's real.
This is real.
It's real. And this we're talking 70 years of Hasbro Mr. Potato Head history, right? Because and now they're just dropping the Mr. and the Mrs. They are going to have a gender neutral potato.
All right, so there's not going to be a Mrs. Potato Head either. There's no, because there wasn't Mrs. Potato Head too, right?
Yeah, and they were in the movie Toy Story. Like, right. They were characters in the movie.
So what's going to happen? There's just going to be,
it's just like, Potato. It's just Potato Head. For real. Brian Stelter has not yet commented on this development.
Right. What's going to happen to the potato? What's going to happen? This is, I want to stop the world. I want to get off.
I know, right?
I just want to get off. This is so dumb. We've hit idiocracy at this point. Everybody is just dumb.
It doesn't get dumber than this. It just doesn't.
I mean, who thought of this? Somebody at
Hasbro. Well, I mean, they're falling in line with woke culture. That's what they're doing.
But can't they see that there are people that are out here that are still normal, that are just like, this is the dumbest crap ever. Like, this, why are you doing this? Why?
Well, the senior vice president of Hasbro, it's a woman by the name of Kimberly Boyd. She said that the toys' current gender identities are limiting to children. And they're in need of a modern makeover. So they're saying the culture has evolved and they're evolving right along with it.
Oh my God.
It's just so dumb. But it falls in line with, like, because there's a story out of California. There's a bill in California. It's from Assembly members Evan Lowe and Christina Garcia. They want to require stores to have a unisex section of children's clothes and apparel. And products and toys, and they would fine stores for having segregated boys and girls sections in their stores.
They would fine them.
$1,000 fine. Can you believe this? I mean,
let me guess, they're Democrats.
Oh, of course. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is just incredible that this is the lengths that people are going to now.
Yeah.
So it's, dumb.
It's, you know, it's, this is culture rot too, you guys. Absolute culture rot. We talk about this a lot. And what are we doing? And then who is it? Is it the Human Health Secretary? Maybe I have that wrong. HHS. Mm-hmm. The lady that the transgender that Biden. I do this because this is her hair.
It's this dude.
It's the dude that became a woman.
Adam Levine.
Rachel.
Yes, Rachel Levine.
Not to be confused with Adam because they look so much alike.
Right, it's not.
But it's Rachel Levine. Rachel Levine is the new, like, HHS secretary or something. Mm-hmm. Anyways, she's totally okay with transgender surgery on wee tots.
Wee tots. Yeah, Rand Paul laid into her yesterday. It was glorious.
Who did? Who laid
Rand? In? Rand Paul.
Rand Paul.
It was amazing. Like, he just was like, you're fine with genital mutilation because that's essentially what you're doing.
Right. This is the HHS secretary for Biden. This is the Biden administration. This is who we're dealing with, are these freaking lunatics who are okay with doing this to small children. This is, who we're dealing with.
That's
right. And of course, this isn't in the media because they're too busy talking about Ted Cruz going to Cancun, you know? Hey, we're the Chicks. We're coming at you and we're talking about AMAC, which is the right alternative to AARP.
And I love AMAC because they actually lobby for conservative causes, which is the greatest benefit of all. And that's on top of the discounts and all of the help that they give you, learning about Social Security and Medicare plans and all that stuff. They're amazing.
Yeah, they're awesome. We stand with AMAC and you should too. You can get them at amac.us/chicks. That's amac.us/chicks.
Membership options starting at only $16 and they include your spouse. Do it today. Sign up right now. amac.us/chicks. So Lady Gaga, you heard about the dogs, her dog walker getting shot.
I saw this yesterday and I was like, again, I was like, what is happening? Okay, first of all, I didn't realize this was a thing for celebrities to have. Like so many, like a dog walker.
She's in Italy. So she's like off shooting a movie.
Okay. So she's not like at her house. Okay.
No, she's not even in California right now.
Okay. So how many dogs were there that were nabbed?
Oh, two were kidnapped. Three were there, but one got away. Like the guy that got shot held one and was able to keep it from getting stolen. But the other two got stolen by the shooters.
Oh my God.
Horrific. I mean, absolutely. And he's like in serious condition. I mean, he got shot four times.
He got shot. I mean, yeah. It's amazing that he's still alive.
I know.
Crap.
And so we don't know yet if it's because they were French bulldogs and like French bulldogs are super expensive right now because for some reason people are super into them.
I mean, I don't think that I think it's just because they're hers.
Well, but, and that's the thing is that, so what were they going to do with them? Like, what was the plan for those French bulldogs? Were they going to sell them by saying these are kidnapped dogs of Lady Gaga? I mean, well, I'm assuming at some point that's going to come around, right?
I'm assuming they're probably just going to hold them ransom. So they can, it's just like a regular kidnapping. I mean, she doesn't have children. So in lieu of children, they're going to take her dogs and then she's going to pay a crap. Well, she is. It's like what, $500,000? She's going to pay for these dogs?
Well, and that's what was so kind of odd about the article I read about this yesterday, because she said, I'm offering a $500,000 reward, no questions asked, and there was not a single mention of a reward for the capture of the shooter. Like, she's like, I want my dogs back, here's $500,000, but there's no it's not like she said $500,000 for information leading to the capture of the dude who shot a person.
Right. Who cares?
I mean, my dogs, but for crying out loud.
Yeah. Who cares about the guy getting shot? I just want my dogs. Right?
It's ridiculous. I just thought that was...
It's insanity. Yeah, yeah, it's complete insanity. I mean, the dogs are fine, but the guy... Yeah.
I mean, no questions asked means you're not going to find out anything about who shot the guy.
Yeah, what's going to happen is that guy is going to get away and he's going to have 500 grand.
I mean...
Basically what you're saying is everybody out there, here's a... Boop, 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 boop. So everybody start doing this. All the criminals out there, start doing exactly what this jack-off did. Oh my God.
I know. It's not a good look for her. You wanted to talk about flu.
I did. I found this very interesting yesterday. You know, I've been harping on this for like the past year now, because I've been like, you know what I can't wait to see? I can't wait to see what the flu numbers were for 2020. Because we've had the COVID numbers have been so high, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I just can't wait to see what those flu numbers are going to be. And you know, it's really interesting because the flu numbers came out yesterday, you guys. Bump, bump, bump. And the U.S. has the lowest flu season on record. On record. Who here, raise your hand, finds that really, like, not surprising at all?
Now, all the Fauci lovers are all, well, see, this is why we should wear masks in perpetuity, because look at it, prevents all of the flu, and all of the social distancing means we're not getting the flu. And this will be a reason that they use to keep kids out of school.
Right.
They will be like, oh, look at, I mean, we've totally basically cured flu because kids can't be in school, and that they are the super spreaders of the flu. They bring all the germs home to their parents. That's the reason. Just mark my words, this is not good news at all.
I know, it is ridiculous, but they use the words astonishing because flu has long been the nation's biggest infectious disease threat. I mean, in recent years, it has been blamed for 600,000 to 800,000 annual hospitalizations and 50,000 to 60,000 deaths. I mean, and this year it was like not even existent, right? So you can't tell me that a lot of flu was being coded as COVID. I mean, I'm putting it out there. Y'all can't tell me that that wasn't happening. Let's just all just get real, you know? And so, I mean, it just didn't disappear. It's like, come on. I don't know. I'm looking at this going, okay. You know that so much stuff was coded as COVID.
Everything was suicides were coded as COVID.
Right.
I mean, it's out of control. And then the like 5 weeks after Biden gets elected, WHO says, oh, we didn't calibrate these tests right. So we probably overcounted cases. Oh, okay. Well, that's really convenient for you to figure out after Biden is in office.
Right.
And now we've seen like a 75% decline in cases. That's why.
Gee, I wonder why. I mean, it's like just critical thinking, people.
Right. It's just dumb.
This whole, oh my, and you see this in comment threads, just exactly what you just said. All the liberals out there are just like, oh my God, it's because people were washing their hands.
Listen, I'm happy to wash my hands. I was doing that anyway.
Right.
But But this whole, I mean, if they start using it as a way to keep people away from each other and for kids to stay out of school, no, that's, I think most parents would agree we're willing to risk a few days of being sick with the flu to have our kids back in school.
Yeah. Like, and to that note, I think they said something like it was either infants or children. I saw the number. It was attributed to 95 deaths or 96 deaths last year. It was one this year.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was like, wow. Yeah. So
holy crap.
It's quite a difference.
Open borders are inhumane, and Joe Biden's immigration policies are already causing huge problems. I'm Sarah Carter. Subscribe to The Sarah Carter Show as I bring my experience and expert guests to discuss this crisis and more. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
By the way, speaking of the Chicks on the Right insiders, guess what they are doing right now? I love these people.
What are they doing?
They are starting a book club, and they're starting it with our book.
Oh my God, we've never had anybody do a book club with our book.
I just cannot. I cannot. Oh my God.
I have to be a fly on the wall for that.
And one of them, like, some people have already read it, and then like some people are waiting for theirs to arrive in the mail. And what I saw one person comment that they loved it because they could tell like where you wrote and where I wrote, and they can hear our voices. And
oh my God, are you serious?
It's so sweet that they picked our book to start
with. I love that because somebody asked me about that the other day. I can't remember who it was, but they were like, "How did you write the book?" And I said, we would write chapters. Like, I'd write a chapter, Mock would write a chapter, and then we'd switch. Like, I'd give her my chapter and she'd edit, and then she'd give me her chapter and I'd edit, and we just kind of bounce back because we work so well together. Like,
yeah,
you know? And so that's how we did it. That's how we wrote the book. But essentially we each started a chapter. I'm holding a ball. We started a chapter and then we'd push it off to each other and mm-hmm. then we'd edit. But you're right. That's really interesting because we have a really similar voice.
Yeah, for sure. And then there's like two sections that I can think of that they clearly say in those sections, hey, this is Amy Jo, or
that's
hey,
right.
this is Miriam.
That's
there's
right.
two sections where it's like a page or two of yeah. a personal story. But other than that, every chapter has us in them in yep. some way. But yeah, people were able to kind of hear.
That's crazy.
I just love that.
That's
I love
crazy.
That so much. So, so nice. Also, I have a new fear. Remember how I've always been, and I still have it. Like, I'm terrified of power grids not
and
working.
Sinkholes. Yeah, she's,
and sinkholes.
She's terrified of power grids, sinkholes, and turtles. Those are the
yeah,
things
those
that
are my three.
Of.
I mm-hmm. hate all of those things. I have
right.
a new
I'm
one
just,
to add.
I'm just afraid of mediocrity.
So you have like an actual rational fear. Mine are probably more irrational.
I don't know if that's rational or not.
But I mean, look what happened in Texas. Like, I have a legit reason to be afraid of
you
power
should.
Grids going
yeah.
down.
I hear
so,
you. So yeah.
I have a new fear, though. And this is something I saw on TikTok, of course. And it's not new, but now I'm seeing a real life example of it. And I am utterly freaked out. And everybody should be. So everybody's probably heard of deep fakes, right? Deep fake videos
yes, yes.
where they can make, you know, Barack Obama look like he said something when he right. really didn't say it. Mm-hmm. So there is a deep Tom Cruise on TikTok now, and it's not Tom Cruise. But for anybody that is watching the videos, it freaking is so scarily Tom Cruise that now this whoever is doing this could seriously, they could commit a crime on camera and Tom Cruise would go to jail for it. That's how scary this shit is.
Okay,
I am terrified
yeah,
of it.
That is
so I'm going to show it to you. And you tell me how realistic this is, because this is not in any way
Tom Cruise.
Okay? All right? It's not him.
You're like, okay.
Okay.
I'm going to show you some magic. It's the real thing. I mean, it's all the real thing.
I am totally freaked out. I'm totally freaked out by this. And so this is happening, like, it's technology that exists. It's being used by some rando on TikTok. Like, this is terrifying to me.
Yeah, it should be terrifying to you. That's freaky.
Because this can be used for so much bad. And you know what I mean?
Oh, my God. Without question.
And they do this with world leaders.
It could do it to a normal, everyday Joe walking around to ruin his life.
Right. You think cancel culture is bad. Just wait until there's, like, deep fakes of people doing shit they've never done.
Right.
I mean, I am so utterly paranoid about this kind of stuff.
Right.
And when I saw that, because I thought, oh, my God, Tom Cruise is on TikTok. Wow. He looks so young. And then I realized, I started reading the comments and I started, you know, looking into this account. I was like, oh my God, this is a complete fake. This is like a computer generated version of him. And
but
it's
it looks so real. It looks so completely real.
Yeah, I am freaked.
That makes my stomach hurt.
Right?
Isn't it so scary? Not good.
Okay, I hate to leave people on that bad note, so I have a fun thing to tell you too. I saw
because
I know that's horrifying. I'm sorry, you guys, but I can't be scared by myself.
Right.
So there was a kindergarten teacher on TikTok also, and she was sharing with her audience the words that kindergartners have come up with that make way more sense than the actual existing words that we have for stuff.
I love this. You make up words all the time. This is so you.
I know, but some of these words are so much better. Well, they're extra words, and then there's made up words to like rename things. So for example, instead of calling COVID a pandemic, they're calling it a pandamit. That's what kindergartners think it is, and it's so much better than pandemic.
It is so much. We should all start calling it a pandamit. I love it. It is a pandamit.
Isn't it?
Yes.
And you know what? You know what else there is about a pandamit? It's a total disastrophe.
It's a disastrophe. I love that.
Isn't that the greatest one? These are from kindergartners.
More. I need more.
Okay. So instead of saying that you're wearing a watch, you are wearing a clock bracelet.
Yes.
Right? It makes so much sense.
Why didn't we call it that?
I don't know. And instead of wearing slippers, what you're actually wearing are pajama shoes.
Yes.
And the last one is, instead of riding on a jet ski, you're riding a motorcycle. Isn't that the greatest?
It is a motorcycle.
I love those so much.
It is.
I love those so much.
Steve called it a scandemic.
Yeah, that's a good one. But I so love pandamic.
I also love scandamit. Scandamit is also another good one. We could just like put them all together, Steve. You know?
I mean, clock bracelet. I mean, have you ever heard of a more perfect word?
Clock bracelet is the best. I don't know why we just didn't call it that to begin with. See?
I know. Kids are so much better at this, at naming things than
everything.
People.
Right. It's like when they rename animals, you know?
Yeah.
They don't.
What was the. What are some of those?
The danger noodles is a snake. We always call flies sky raisins because that's because my dogs are constantly like they're always trying to get the sky raisins. Yeah, it's just ridiculous.
That is perfect.
Right,
I love that.
That's what they are. They're sky raisins.
Yeah. Oh my God, okay, I love
so
that.
Mock probably has to go do things.
I have to go learn things.
I have to go to my job now.
Okay, have fun at that.
Yes.
And obviously, we're getting together. We're getting together tomorrow, you guys.
I'm sorry, I just saw it. Melissa said that her daughter used to call bras boob hangers.
Oh,
that's so great.
Snakes, in addition to being called danger noodles, by the way, are also called nope ropes. I love it.
So great. All these are great.
Anyway, I have your box of goodies from all the things that people have sent.
I cannot wait to hang out tomorrow. Mock and I are going to be hanging out tomorrow. And so, yeah.
If you haven't ordered your Cameo yet, now is the time because after tomorrow, we're going to turn it off again.
Right.
So if you want to order a personalized video message from us, use the Cameo app, go to cameo.com, look for Chicks on the Right, and you can order a video from us personalized just for you or whoever.
Right.
And we can do that for you tomorrow when we're together.
And we're also going to be on Instagram tomorrow. We're going to do a quick Instagram. We only do that when we're together. So we're going to do that in Instagram Live. So if you're around or whatever, or you can catch it after the fact, but we're going to be on Instagram Live too. So we'll be together. Yay! I'm so excited about that. We get to lunch tomorrow. So we're not going to brunch. We're going to lunch tomorrow. So super excited. You guys stay tuned for that. And we hope you have a fantastic Friday. Bring it in. Bring it in, everybody. Have the best Friday of your lives.
Ever.
Yes.
Teachers unions are refusing to let schools open. Biden is going hard left, and the war continues on our culture and sanity. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch Podcast as we tackle the day's big news with conservative insights and lots of laughs. Subscribe to the Three Martini Lunch wherever you get your podcasts.